This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
President Obama makes his case for sustained military action tonight against ISIS, the militant group that now occupies large sections of Syria and Iraq and now controls more territory than many countries. From what we know so far, the plan is for this to cost less than the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
$6 billion more to fight ISIS. That's a number bouncing around in the defense contractor set. To pay for strike aircraft, drones for surveillance, listening to enemy phone calls, and for training rebels. The corporate winners include names you know. Here's Guggenheim Securities analyst Roman Schweitzer.
Boeing and Raytheon make smart munitions. Lockheed Martin or ATK are certainly also in the mix. Northrop Grumman and General Atomics are the two primary drone manufacturers.
For context, this is war on the cheap. Put $6 billion next to a defense and war budget of $560 billion, and you get a rounding error. Or consider the math of Byron Callen at Capital Alpha Partners. Take one laser-guided smart bomb dropped on an ISIS target.
The unit price of those is about $25,000 to $40,000. Now, that's the price of a car, but in the context of companies that may have revenues of anywhere from $25 to $80 billion, you have to drop an awful lot of those to really start making an impact on the bottom line.
The bigger impact may be political. Right now, the tight budget environment, remember the word sequestration, is squeezing all contractors. But now, with a new enemy, the appetite for spending on war could grow, says Yair Reiner of the investment firm Oppenheimer.
With the rise of ISIS, Americans, and I think not just the political class, may be more willing to contemplate intervention.
Further on, winning this fight could mean winning the peace. Soldiers, body protection, armored vehicles, that is real money. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.